Now politics. And the Democrats' debate last night, we're joined by two contributing writers to Slate.com's Double X Factor column, Emily Bazelon and Hannah Rosen. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how would last night help an undecided voter in Pennsylvania with that primary just 5 days away now?
Well, it seems like from the polls, the main issue that's coming up is honesty. And that's a really hard one to decide, you know, where you have all these 6 and 10 voters saying Hillary is not honest. And so where would this debate lead you on that question of honesty? It seemed that Hillary was trying very hard to be authentic. You know, she was talking about her being the granddaughter of a factory worker in Scranton. She wasn't sort of taking the bait and criticizing Obama so much. Obama seemed, as we were just joking in the office right now, like the sort of slacker intern, you know, too cool, kind of tired, not really willing to answer questions, not really willing to apologize. And so would that lead you to believe that she was more honest? I don't know. The papers this morning talk about how her performance was really good last night, or at least better than Obama's. But then they talk about how she's posturing to do a better performance. So with Hillary, there's always this sort of meta layer of here is her new tactic. Her new tactic is to be more authentic and less prickly. So I don't know if that would lead you to believe she was more honest or wouldn't answer that question for you at all.
Emily, I see people writing overnight that ABC News conducted the worst debate yet, the first 40 minutes, utterly trivial. But then David Brooks in the New York Times says, no, it was about character and it's revealing.
You know, at this point in the primaries, there aren't that many issue differences to plumb anymore. There were a few numbers that came out last night about the capital gains tax that were a little bit different and the Social Security payroll tax. But the first 40 minutes were about these, quote, character issues that have gotten a lot of play in the last few weeks. I think it would have been really surprising if Hillary hadn't been asked about why she fantasized about being under sniper fire, and if Obama hadn't been asked about these very controversial remarks that his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, made.
I did not think it was a good debate, but not because the issues were trivial. It's the way they outlined the issues, which I thought was trivial. You didn't need to sort of throw in the lapel pin and throw in Jeremiah Wright, which he's already answered pretty well. Well, if it were me, I just would have focused on what I still think is the worst thing he's ever said, which is this Kling quote, and just asked him a few questions about that. And so it seemed a little more serious, and asked her a few questions about Tuzla, which are both serious character revealing issues, and seen who would rise to the occasion. But I don't think Obama can get away with saying it's trivial because he's built his campaign around character. His book is about character. It's about the various ways he was tested across his life. He doesn't run on a policy campaign the way Hillary does, at least not so explicitly. So he can't get mad when people ask him about things like his pastor or his patriotism or all these things that he claims to be a part of his character.
That's totally fair enough. But in all fairness, the debate moderators, they were very careful to frame their questions in terms of how these issues affect the chances of whoever wins the nomination in November. And that seems like it is the crucial issue with these various misstatements or just screw-ups that both Obama and Clinton have been guilty of in the last few weeks. Is it going to affect their chances in November when now that the Republicans have all this tape to roll out?
And I also have to say, I personally learned something from their answers. I mean, Obama keeps giving that same frustrating answer about what was genuinely an offensive quote, which is, I can see how people were offended. That's how he keeps starting his answer. That's just a non-apology. Whereas for Tuzla, at least Hillary owned it. At least she said, I'm embarrassed. You know, that sounds a little better to me than that, I can see how people were offended, which he's repeated 20 times.
Right. She really did sound authentic.
Yeah.
The thing that's so interesting about the Double X Factor column for me as a reader is that you all keep changing your positions about how you feel about these two candidates. And I wonder if you are changed by what you saw last night.
I think that this came out most strongly with Obama's quote, which began with Melinda Hinterberger's great column. And I think it's just, you know, you react day to day. He is frustrating on this issue, and it was a really bad answer, and he's still not answering it. So I don't think it's that we've given up on Obama or that now we all love Hillary. It's not quite like that. It's just that we're stuck on this one issue because he won't help us get beyond it.
This is the bitter
Kling, you know, exactly. And his answer is just dishonest and unsatisfying, and it keeps staying that way.
And I think, like everyone else, we're having to live with these candidates for a long time.
Yeah, right,
and so
exactly.
Inevitably, there are moments in which they disillusion us. And the question is whether they're going to emerge from this primary process wounded in a way that is really going to hurt them in November.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have moments of great Hillary love, which is, you would think, on the Double X Factor is the one place you can find it. But I'm trying to think back if there's been, we've had days when people have defended Hillary against other people's attacks, but an overflow of love for Hillary Day hasn't come yet.
The day after she won the New Hampshire primary, there was some relief that she hadn't been knocked out early.
Right.
I remember that.
Right. Some feminist guilt-style relief.
Yes.
Exactly.
And Emily, what about this prospect that they're doing the work of Senator McCain?
I think that's a real concern. They have both, in particular Hillary, given sound clips that are going to get played by the Republicans in the fall. Because if you have a Democrat criticizing a Democrat, there's just a certain power in that. And so this primary process is designed to go on for a long time. And we're seeing, I suppose, exactly what the people who designed it intended. But it does have this potentially detrimental effect for the Democrats in the fall.
Emily Bazelon and Hannah Rosen, they both are contributing writers at the Double X Factor column at Slate.com. Thank you both again.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.